Well, it was, you know, originally composed for rural people. So a lot of questions won't make sense unless you grew up in
it. Unless you did grow up in it.
These next few will.
Right, and I know the terms, but as far as actually knowing how it is on a farm, I don't know whether that's what it's done or not.
So, yeah.
You don't smell the food there. I bet you did something.
you need to stop.
No.
Say that you and another woman have something to do. You might tell her about it. You'd say, well, you and
I
have to do it. Mm-hmm. And say if you weren't speaking to her, just talking about her, you might say, well, the job is for
us.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. If some friends of you and you are coming over to see me, you might say, who? You can answer again. Okay. Say that you and some friends were coming over to see me. You might tell me that
she and I
were coming over to see me. And when you knock on the door, somebody might say, who's there? And if it's your husband, you probably won't call out your name. You just say, it is
I.
Mm-hmm. And say you're comparing how tall you are with somebody. You say, he's not as tall
as I.
Mm-hmm. And or you might say, I'm not as tall as
he.
Mm-hmm. And or you might say, he can do it better than
I.
Mm-hmm. Or say if a man has been no further west than Selma, you'd say that you might say that Selma is the what west he's ever been.
Is the farthest west.
Mm-hmm. And if something belongs to me, you say it's.
It is mine.
Mm-hmm. Or if it belongs to both of us, you'd say it's.
It is ours.
Mm-hmm. Or if it belonged to them, you would say it was.
It is theirs.
Or to him, it's.
It is his.
Mm-hmm. Or to her, it's.
It's hers.
Mm-hmm. And say that some people have been to visit you and they're about to leave. You say, well, what do you usually say to people as they leave?
We enjoy it. No. And you say people, so I'm assuming it's more than one. We were glad to have you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll come back to see us again. Mm-hmm.
That kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And now say that your car was their car was out in the road. You might say to them, somebody's going to run into
our car.
Mm-hmm. Or if it was their car, you might, and you were talking to them, you might say,
somebody's going to run into your car.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And say that you were asking about the people at a meeting or something. You might say, you want to know which people were at a meeting. How would you ask that? You would say,
were they at the meeting?
Mm-hmm. And say that you were interested in, you didn't make it to church and were interested in what the preacher said, you might ask your husband when he came home from church.
What was the sermon about?
Mm-hmm. And if no one else will look out for them, you say they've got to look out for
themselves.
Mm-hmm. And or you might tell your, talking with him, you might say he better do it
himself.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Another kind of question that might be more along your line here. What are some of the kinds of breads that you ate, especially as a girl growing up?
I ate whole wheat bread,
mm-hmm.
Pumpernickel bread,
mm-hmm.
Danish rolls, cheese rolls, cheese bread, onion rolls.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever eat any kinds of homemade bread?
Right, homemade rolls.
Mm-hmm. What about bread made with cornmeal?
Cornbread.
Mm-hmm. Did you eat different kinds of cornbread?
Corn muffins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you? Mommy! Got that energy.
And you?
I wish I had it right now.
Oh boy, I don't.
Yeah.